Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, today I'm broadcasting live from my new office, so it's kind of fun. Little known fact about me, just before I start off, is I grew up and my mom is an artist, and she did paint classes for 20 years, so I grew up hearing some awesome jokes. If you're around a group of women a lot, you know what I'm talking about, and I know how to paint. And so anyway, if you're watching this on a YouTube video, yes, that is a couple paintings that I have done that I just need to get a frame for those. So, but anyway, today we're going to be talking about three tips you need to know if you are currently dating or you are thinking about dating someone who is a widow or divorced. Okay. So I'm going to give you three tips. If you're contemplating dating someone who's divorced or widowed, or you currently are. I get clients all the time that want to be able to work through being patient with that partner of theirs that has experienced grief, loss, trauma. So before I start this week with my three tips, I wanted to have a little recap that I've talked about the last couple weeks, because it's this Sunday night, September 12th, and then every night after that, I'm going to be doing a free challenge. Okay, what is it? It's called the Relationship Revolution. It is free. It is live on Facebook with me, and it is 4 days to take one relationship or a current relationship that you do want from blah to bliss. And it might sound like, that's a lot of lip service in 4 days, but every journey begins with one step. And these are going to be four baby steps for you. Small daily habits can change anything, right? Including your connections with those that you care about the most. So this challenge is for you if you are divorced, widowed, or both, or you're in a relationship with someone who was divorced or widowed, and you need help navigating that. A little quick rundown of the challenge is day one is one step to a better relationship. One baby step. You can do this. Day two, one sign of a healthy relationship. Day three, one relationship killer that you need to avoid. Day four, one myth about relationships that you should not believe if you are widowed or divorced. We are so labeled, okay? And I'm excited to dispel that myth. How do you join this challenge, this free challenge? Just click on the link on my website, CamilleBauer.com, or in the description box below, and you will get linked to a page where you enter your email in, and then you go and you accept the email. And I'm going to be given bonus material as well by email that I've been working on for you guys subsequently on day 5, 6, and 7. So that's going to be coming to your inbox as well. So get on my email newsletter and sign up for this free challenge. Now on to this week's episode. Dating somebody divorced or widowed is worth the effort. Okay, so but here is three tips you need to know if you are dating someone. One, build trust. Okay, they have been burned. They have had devastating loss. So if this is a mountain you want to climb and the view is, and the climb and the view is worth the reward, meaning if you really like this person or you think you have the potential of building a future with this person, make a daily deposit into their life by showing up for them in a safe way. Every day, just think about it. You know, you're getting your kids, you have a piggy bank, right? And this goes for any relationship, but most specifically as well. for those partners of divorced and widowed, but you're adding every day a little bit to that piggy bank, to that trust. And the more you're there consistently in a safe way, then it builds that trust, okay? And helps them be able to be vulnerable and open with you when you're consistently showing up. Number two, be patient, okay? Jean-Jacques Rousseau says, patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. And let me tell you, just because they have had a sordid or bad past, just because there was a lot of deep sorrow and they're working through things, does not mean that it can't be amazing. The potential, the future, the life you could build and the partnership you can have is amazing. The fruit is sweet, okay? So if you're like interested in this person and they're worth the effort to you because you've seen those shining moments, be patient. How can you be patient with someone who has experienced trauma or loss? When you're showing up, like step one, my tip for you is ask questions and be a good listener. It's very easy to internalize and make up a scenario in your head of, you know, oh, they're probably thinking this, you know, mind reading that you think is going to cross over through your thought patterns. But just ask those questions. And if you're showing up consistently and building trust and being a good listener, they're going to give you the answers. They're going to give you the roadmap of where they're currently at with their emotions. And I'm going to be giving more tips every single day of the challenge if you are dating someone who is widowed and divorced. So this is just a little snippet. But, you know, I love to help my clients, especially those that are on the flip side of widow and divorcee that really want to understand it better. So I'm going to help you understand it better in the Revolution Relationship Free Challenge. So step three, don't be intimidated. This is really hard. There's two ways specifically I'm going to touch on today. You can have intimidation, and that's either by their past failures or the love they have for their deceased spouse. You can look at someone divorced, and I did the same thing. I was judgmental. I've talked about this in previous episodes. It's just like, oh yeah, they're divorced. They must not have tried hard enough. There must be something wrong with them. There must be, you know, like these myriad of things that you can go over and that you tell yourself. And that could be intimidating, right? It can be, oh, I don't want to put all this effort and this energy in because of X, Y, or Z. But don't be intimidated by their past failures. And then if they are more specifically a widow or a widower, please don't be intimidated of the love they have, still have, and will forever have of their deceased spouse. Okay? I see this a lot in relationships. And you want to be really careful because you can't, like, say, think about it. If you garden and you plant this seed and it grows up and this is like the most amazing tree and you love the shade that this tree gives you and you build a swing and, you know, you have all these memories tied to this tree and then you're relocated or the tree's cut down and it's moved, it's gone, and you plant a new one. And follow me here. You're the new seed, okay? And this person found value in you and you found value in them that you are planted and you want to grow. But that shade of their past, the things that they loved, the things that they still love won't change. Those memories won't change. The love for that amazing tree won't change, and it shouldn't. They should be able to talk about it and tell you about, oh, what they loved about it. And that doesn't lessen their love for you. That does not at all. So please remember that. It's not a threat to you It's not lessening you if they discuss something from that previous amazing tree, okay? It's actually a sign that they are trusting you enough with valuable, tender, special memories, emotions, and information. And as you do that, you are growing this amazing tree that they're going to love. And maybe it's not the same kind of tree, but it is going to offer them more different, beautiful experiences, picnics, animals, whatever, you know, on this new thing that you're growing, okay? But be patient and think about it. You know, you can't be mad if you're running a garden, let's say. You can't be mad at these, once you planted these seeds, that they don't look like the seeds that were planted 15 years ago, you know, or 3 months ago. Like, hey, you don't look like this 15-year-old tree. Like, why? I'm mad at you, you know, like, you need to be patient. You know, if there's a season for everything, and the season you're in right now is growing that trust, showing up, not being intimidated, and, loving them. Okay. And, it's not for the faint of heart. People that are dealing with a lot of insecurities on their own, It's a hard to be in a relationship, if you're an insecure and you're dealing with that and haven't worked through that yourself. So anyway, I talk more about that in my relationship revolution. Each day I highlight if you are, again, dating someone who is, divorced or widowed. So I got you. And I also work with clients, on this every single week. So, I'm here for you. Like I said, it is bitter, but the fruit is sweet. If, they are, a pea in your pod, you just need to hang in there and be patient and loving. And I'm excited. I hope you guys join me this Sunday night. And again, check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. It's a banner right across the front, and click it, sign up. And, you can also be getting a lot of goodies in my newsletter. Anyway, I love you guys. I love what I do. And I'm grateful that I can be a voice for those who have walked hard paths. So have a beautiful, amazing week. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.